This week, in Analysis Cultural Diplomacy, Frances Stoner Saunders examines how the UK government uses culture as a tool of soft power and asks whether it does any good for culture or diplomacy.
Some years ago, the award-winning artist Grayson Perry travelled to Budapest to take part in a group show organised by the British Council. Strange as it may seem, this meant that the transvestite Potter had become a player in British foreign policy.
Soft diplomacy, I'm never quite sure how it works exactly. I mean, I knew they were the kind of government cultural wing. I realised it was instrumental in some way.
The British Council, as the UK government's designated cultural diplomacy outfit, is responsible for exporting the best of British values and achievements to the world. Its activities are construed by the foreign policy elite as a vital element in advancing the national interest. I wondered about Grayson Perry's next mission. How far would he be prepared to go for Queen and country? Iran, maybe?
Iran? I might think, ooh, what do I pack, you know? I would feel, actually, I have got a little bit of an unwritten rule, which I haven't tested yet, but I imagine if I was co-opted by the British Council, it might well come up, is that I wouldn't feel comfortable in a country where I couldn't walk down the street in a dress.
10 years ago, I published a book called Who Paid the Piper, which looked at the Cold War conflict over cultural values and ideologies, in the midst of which several literary and cultural generations grew up. The Cold War has given way to a new ideological and political contest, couched as a struggle between good and evil, freedom and repression, democracy and religious extremism. And in the culture wars that have coalesced around this new conflict, the stakes are very high. In August this year, the British Council compound in Kabul was razed to the ground in a Taliban assault that claimed 12 lives. In September, the BBC's World Service came under attack in Iran, accused by the regime of using its Persian service to foment anti-government protest and gather political intelligence. Journalists with alleged links to the BBC have been arrested and imprisoned. Once again, the front line of the battle for men's minds is clearly drawn. BBC Persian TV, the early morning news bulletin, 3:30 in London, 6 a.m. in Tehran. Hello, good morning, and welcome. The British Council and the BBC World Service share joint top billing on the UK government's inventory of cultural diplomacy assets. Both are widely regarded as soft power and are funded wholly or in part by the Foreign Office.
Segment 1.
This week, in Analysis Cultural Diplomacy, Frances Stoner Saunders examines how the UK government uses culture as a tool of soft power and asks whether it does any good for culture or diplomacy.
Some years ago, the award-winning artist Grayson Perry travelled to Budapest to take part in a group show organised by the British Council. Strange as it may seem, this meant that the transvestite Potter had become a player in British foreign policy.
Soft diplomacy, I'm never quite sure how it works exactly. I mean, I knew they were the kind of government cultural wing. I realised it was instrumental in some way.
Segment 2.
The British Council, as the UK government's designated cultural diplomacy outfit, is responsible for exporting the best of British values and achievements to the world. Its activities are construed by the foreign policy elite as a vital element in advancing the national interest. I wondered about Grayson Perry's next mission. How far would he be prepared to go for Queen and country? Iran, maybe?
Iran? I might think, ooh, what do I pack, you know? I would feel, actually, I have got a little bit of an unwritten rule, which I haven't tested yet, but I imagine if I was co-opted by the British Council, it might well come up, is that I wouldn't feel comfortable in a country where I couldn't walk down the street in a dress.
Segment 3.
10 years ago, I published a book called Who Paid the Piper, which looked at the Cold War conflict over cultural values and ideologies, in the midst of which several literary and cultural generations grew up. The Cold War has given way to a new ideological and political contest, couched as a struggle between good and evil, freedom and repression, democracy and religious extremism. And in the culture wars that have coalesced around this new conflict, the stakes are very high. In August this year, the British Council compound in Kabul was razed to the ground in a Taliban assault that claimed 12 lives. In September, the BBC's World Service came under attack in Iran, accused by the regime of using its Persian service to foment anti-government protest and gather political intelligence.
Segment 4.
Journalists with alleged links to the BBC have been arrested and imprisoned. Once again, the front line of the battle for men's minds is clearly drawn. BBC Persian TV, the early morning news bulletin, 3:30 in London, 6 a.m. in Tehran. Hello, good morning, and welcome. The British Council and the BBC World Service share joint top billing on the UK government's inventory of cultural diplomacy assets. Both are widely regarded as soft power and are funded wholly or in part by the Foreign Office.